turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Imagine you're looking for, a local roofer after a major storm hits your neighborhood.
Right, high stress situation.
Exactly. So you pull up a search and you find two companies. The first one has, let's say, 500 perfectly pristine five-star reviews. Like, not a single complaint anywhere.
Which is incredibly rare.
Yeah, almost suspicious, right?
Right.
And then the second company has a 4.7 rating, and it includes, you know, a handful of complaints about scheduling delays or whatever.
Pre-standard stuff.
Right. But here's the crazy part. Counterintuitively, the search algorithm, and honestly, human psychology too, it actually prefers the 4.7.
It really does. It's wild.
So today, we are decoding the hidden machinery behind that preference. We're going to explore exactly how local businesses are fighting for your attention on the internet through these invisible algorithmic signals of online reviews. Welcome to this deep dive.
It is such a fascinating ecosystem to dissect because, you know, we tend to think of reviews as just this static billboard for a business.
Just sitting there on the page.
Exactly. But they're actually these highly dynamic data seeds. They constantly dictate whether a storefront thrives or just, you know, completely disappears from your search results.
And our source material today comes straight from the digital trenches to explain how this works. We're analyzing a really detailed blog post and service framework from an agency based in Austin, Texas. They're called Austin Code Monkey.
Great name, honestly.
Right. And just to clear the air right out of the gate, they explicitly clarify in their own company materials that they are, quote, not the children's programming game.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, they have to specify that.
Yeah.
They're actually a specialized SEO and web development firm, and they write the code that drives sales.
Well, I mean, brand confusion is the ultimate enemy of search optimization. So establishing that baseline identity is actually a very practical first step for them to take.
That makes a lot of sense. So beyond the funny disclaimer, the core premise they lay out is honestly pretty intense. They argue that for any local business, responding to customer reviews is no longer just like a polite customer service habit.
No, not at all.
It's a critical algorithmic signal. If a local business isn't replying to reviews, they're actively suppressing their own visibility. So, okay, let's unpack this. Because when a business types out a reply to a customer, we naturally assume they're just talking to that specific human being on the other end.
Right, they are. But that is really only half the equation. It's a dual audience.
A dual audience.
Yeah. The business is talking to the customer, but they are simultaneously talking directly to the search engine crawler. And understanding that dual audience, it fundamentally changes how a local enterprise needs to operate online.
Okay, the source material actually brings the receipts on the human side of this. It notes that 95% of consumers read online reviews before making a purchasing decision.
95%, that's essentially everyone.
Literally everyone. And consumers don't just glance at the aggregate star rating anymore. They actively read how the business responds to people.
Yes, the context matters to us.
Right. But while the human is reading the apology or the thank you note, search engines like Google, they're parsing that exact same text for entirely different data points.
What's fascinating here is the symbiotic relationship between human trust and machine logic.
How do you mean?
Well, the algorithm's primary directive is to mimic human trust at a massive scale. It wants to serve you, the user, the most reliable and active business for your specific query.
Okay.
And the text outlines how search engines prioritize businesses that demonstrate consistent customer engagement, because that engagement generates what they call fresh content signals.
Mechanically, what is actually happening there? Because I sort of look at a local search listing like a digital Tamagotchi.
Oh, a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, right. Like, if you don't actively log in and feed it with fresh activity and attention, the algorithm just assumes the entity's dead, stops crawling it, and hides it from the public.
That is actually a highly accurate way to visualize the crawl budget. Yeah. Search engines do not want to send users to a business that closed its doors 3 months ago. If a profile sits dormant, the system downgrades its confidence in that entity's active status.
Ah, so it's a confidence score.
Exactly. But when a business responds to a review, it continuously injects higher trust and credibility signals into the ecosystem. Furthermore, the text emphasizes that these review responses add fresh content and long-tail keywords directly into the search index.
Okay, let me challenge the mechanics of that for a second.
Sure.
If I leave a review saying, you know, great job fixing my leak, and the business replies, thanks for choosing us for your roof repairs in downtown Austin,
yeah.
Isn't that just a modern reskin of keyword stuffing?
Oh, I see where you're going.
Like, it sounds like businesses are just using polite customer interactions as a Trojan horse to manipulate the algorithm.
It absolutely looks like manipulation if it's executed poorly or, you know, robotically.
Right.
But when properly calibrated, it is simply reinforcing accurate, structured data.
Okay, give me an example.
So, if a user searches for a highly specific phrase like emergency roofer is near me or pediatric dentist in Austin,
yeah.
A natural context-aware response from the business validates that specific categorization. It definitively tells the search engine, yes, this entity actively provides this distinct service in this precise geographic radius.
Ah, I get it. And that triggers a feedback loop based on user behavior, right?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah. If the business is actively validating those services, it starts ranking higher for those specific searches.
Precisely, because the human element is observing this activity too. When a business replies consistently, it just appears more attentive and reliable to that 95% of consumers who are reading the reviews.
Makes sense.
And that perceived reliability naturally boosts the business's click-through rate from the search results page.
And the search engine sees that happening.
Yep. It monitors that user behavior. It sees that humans are consistently choosing this result over its competitors, and then rewards the business with an even higher local search ranking. The algorithm and human trust are essentially feeding each other in a continuous upward spiral.
Wow. Okay, so that upward spiral makes perfect sense when we're talking about five-star reviews. It is easy to engage when someone is singing your praises.
Oh, of course. Everybody loves a compliment.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting. How does this system handle the engagement that businesses actively dread?
The one-star reviews?
Yes. The angry rants about cold food or delayed service. If consistent engagement is the fuel for this algorithm, how do businesses handle inherently negative fuel?
It is the ultimate paradox of digital reputation management. The natural human instinct for a business owner is to hide, you know, delete it, or simply ignore the negativity and just hope it gets buried under the good stuff.
And the source material addresses this fear directly. It notes that many owners are totally terrified of negative reviews. But then it makes a very counterintuitive claim.
Which is?
It says responding professionally to a bad review actually strengthens a reputation more than ignoring it.
This raises an important question about modern consumer psychology. Why are we, as consumers, far more likely to trust a business that acknowledges a flaw and works to resolve it over a business that presents an unrealistic, pristine image with zero interaction?
I think it goes back to the paradox we started with. Like, a perfect 5.0 rating with hundreds of reviews just looks manufactured to us now.
Right. We don't buy it.
We know mistakes happen. When I read a negative review, I'm not just evaluating the mistake. I am evaluating the recovery.
The recovery is everything.
Ignoring a bad online review is honestly like maintaining a physical storefront where a customer trips and falls in the aisle.
Right.
Right. And instead of rushing over to help, the store manager just stands behind the cash register, silently staring at them.
That is such a deeply uncomfortable visual.
Right. It creates immense friction.
Yeah.
And it makes everyone else watching want to walk out of the store immediately.
And that physical friction translates directly to digital metrics. The text points out a crucial financial reality here. Ignoring reviews makes a business look inattentive and unprofessional, which silently costs revenue.
Silently.
Yes, it's silent because the business owner never actually sees the lost customer. The consumer reads the ignored one-star review, feels the exact discomfort you just described with the tripping analogy, and immediately bounces back to the search results to find a competitor.
And the algorithm measures that bounce.
Exactly.
If people are constantly clicking on your profile, seeing an unaddressed complaint, and leaving within 3 seconds, the machine registers that your business is not satisfying the user's intent.
And your ranking slowly bleeds out.
Man. So the thoughtful replies highlighted in the source, the ones demonstrating accountability, professionalism, and customer care, they aren't just damage control for the human reader.
No, they are vital retention metrics for the search crawler.
Okay, so the theoretical framework here is completely unified. Respond to the good, respond to the bad, inject long-tail keywords, prevent bounce rates, build human trust.
That's the playbook.
But looking at the logistics of this, it seems nearly impossible for a small operation to keep up with.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Right. How does a local business owner, like a plumber who's under a sink all day or a dentist managing back-to-back patients, actually execute this strategy without going insane?
That is the hard logistical bottleneck. The strategic value is undeniable, like we just established, but the execution layer is a major pain point.
And the source material doesn't sugarcoat this at all. It points out that reviews are not conveniently funneled into a single organized inbox for you. They are scattered across a heavily fragmented digital ecosystem.
Google, Yelp, Facebook, TripAdvisor.
Yeah, you have to be everywhere. Yeah. It's like trying to maintain four different physical storefronts at the exact same time, like spinning plates. If you leave the lights off and the doors locked at your Facebook storefront because you are too busy managing the Google one, the algorithm assumes that entire branch of your entity is out of business.
And the text explicitly notes the fallout of that fragmentation. Owners lack the time to monitor all these channels. They forget to reply.
Or they just put it off.
Right. Or when they finally do sit down at midnight to respond, they are exhausted and struggle to maintain a professional tone. As a direct consequence, they forfeit those hard-earned ranking advantages we discussed.
So imagine the chaotic back office of a traditional business for a second, like a corkboard completely covered in overlapping, messy post-it notes for every complaint, compliment, and vendor issue.
Sounds incredibly stressful.
It is. Austin Code Monkey is essentially arguing that local businesses have to abandon that corkboard entirely and transition to a centralized digital dashboard.
Right. They are presenting a technological bridge over this logistical gap. And specifically, they introduce a proprietary tool called Review Reply AI. The premise is leveraging automation to maintain that crucial algorithmic heartbeat we talked about.
So the tool generates instant professional responses in seconds. You feed the raw customer review into the system, and it outputs the reply.
Yep.
But what really caught my attention in the text is the emphasis on brand consistency. Because the tool doesn't just generate a generic, robotic acknowledgement. It requires the user to select specific tonal parameters to guide the output.
That standardization of tone is a critical feature. The source details three distinct settings the AI uses. First, there's friendly, which aims for a warm and approachable delivery.
Nice.
Then there's professional, which provides clear, objective communication. And finally, apologetic, which expresses genuine empathy and regret.
Okay, this maps perfectly onto the distinct operational hurdles we discussed earlier. Like, if a patient leaves a glowing review about a routine dental cleaning, the office manager clicks friendly.
Boom, done.
If there is a complex, multi-layered billing dispute, they click professional to keep the facts straight without escalating emotion.
Exactly.
And if the digital equivalent of a customer tripping in the aisle happens, they immediately hit apologetic. It effectively outsources the emotional labor and the phrasing anxiety that causes business owners to procrastinate on replies in the first place.
And if we tie this back to the mechanical SEO benefits, this AI tool is solving the time scarcity problem while simultaneously manufacturing the raw materials the search engine demands.
The fresh content.
Yes. Yeah. The business owner gets to maintain a consistent brand entity across four different platforms without manually typing out fresh content and long-tail keywords for hours. The AI handles the heavy lifting of satisfying both the emotional needs of the human reader and the data parsing requirements of the algorithm.
That's incredibly efficient. But so what does this all mean for the future of the internet? Because if local businesses are increasingly relying on AI to write their side of the conversation, how is AI changing the search engines that are reading those conversations? The source material actually zooms way out in its final sections, moving far beyond standard local review management.
Right. If we connect this to the bigger picture, we are observing a foundational shift in how the internet organizes and retrieves information. The text specifies that Austin Code Monkey specializes in something called AI search optimization, or AIO.
AIO, not SEO. That is a massive conceptual leap.
It is an entirely different paradigm. I mean, traditional SEO, search engine optimization, is largely about optimizing a specific website so a crawler indexes it and ranks it as a blue link on a results page.
Which is what we're all used to.
Right. But the source material explicitly states their goal is to use advanced AIO strategy, structured data, and entity-based optimization to position brands to be discovered, cited, and recommended by AI.
And they specifically name drop the heavy hitters in the text, Gemini, Perplexity, Claude, and ChatGPT search.
The landscape is shifting quickly.
We are moving rapidly beyond the era of just typing dentist in Austin into a search bar and manually sifting through 10 pages of localized links. Consumers are opening up Perplexity and typing like, I have a toothache, I live in North Austin, my budget is tight, and I need a dentist who is highly rated for handling anxiety. Who should I call?
And an AI assistant synthesizes data entirely differently than a traditional search algorithm.
Right.
It doesn't want to hand you a list of links to investigate. It wants to act as an oracle and give you a definitive synthesized answer. This is why the entity-based optimization mentioned in the source material is the new battleground.
Okay, so optimizing an entity, is that kind of like moving from just having your business name painted on a highway billboard to having a deeply cross-referenced Wikipedia page that an AI can actually read, understand, and verify?
That is a brilliant way to conceptualize it. In the eyes of an AI, an entity is not a web page. It is a distinct concept mapped within a massive knowledge graph. A specific roofing company is an entity. The service of shingle repair is an entity. The geographic location of Texas is an entity. Traditional SEO tries to match keywords on a page to a user's search, but a large language model reads the entire internet to understand the semantic relationships between all these distinct entities.
Meaning the AI assistant maps out a web of trust. It looks at how often your specific business entity is positively associated with the concepts of shingle repair and Texas across the entire web, calculates a confidence score, and then decides if you're worth recommending to the user.
Precisely. Because if an AI assistant like Claude or Gemini is going to stake its own reputation on citing and recommending a local business to you, it needs absolute verifiable certainty that the business entity is active, trusted, and highly relevant to the nuanced prompt the user provided.
And how does the AI assistant verify that trust and activity? It scrapes the reviews.
Yes.
But even more critically, it analyzes the rich, context-heavy, tone-appropriate responses the business has been systematically posting. The very responses we analyzed at the start of this deep dive.
The loop closes perfectly right here. Those active, keyword-rich review replies are no longer just fresh content signals designed to trick a traditional crawler into bumping up a blue link.
No.
They serve as the actual training data and context that an AI assistant consumes to understand what your business does, how you operate, and how you treat your customers during a crisis.
Wow.
If your digital presence is dormant-like, if you haven't responded to a review in a year, the AI assistant simply lacks the data confidence to recommend you. It will bypass you entirely and cite the competitor down the street who has been diligently using tools like Review Reply AI to generate a consistent, professional, heavily optimized data trail.
The interconnectedness of this is just wild. Okay, let's distill the core takeaways from this deep dive. We started with the seemingly simple act of local business typing a reply to a customer review, but we've uncovered that responding is not about simple etiquette anymore. It is a vital multi-platform survival strategy. It's about actively managing a dual audience. You're building psychological trust with human consumers while simultaneously feeding highly structured, long-tail data to algorithms.
And it highlights that the tools of digital commerce are rapidly evolving. I mean, overcoming the logistical nightmare of fragmented platforms requires severe adaptation. Local businesses have to transition from manual, sporadic engagement to utilizing AI generation to maintain brand consistency and operational efficiency.
Absolutely. And most importantly, it's about preparing every local business, from the corner coffee shop to the emergency roofer, for the incoming wave of AI-driven search. Because being discovered by ChatGPT or Gemini requires a completely different level of entity-based optimization than the old tactics of keyword stuffing a single webpage.
Yeah.
For you listening, the practical application of this is immediate. The next time you are reading a review online and you see the business reply with a perfectly polite, highly specific, context-aware thank you note, you will know exactly what you are looking at.
You'll see behind the curtain.
You are looking at a carefully calculated piece of algorithmic bait engineered to build your trust and feed the machine at the exact same time.
I will leave you with this final thought to mull over. We have explored how businesses are utilizing specialized tools like Review Reply AI to instantly generate professional, keyword-optimized responses to their customers.
Oh.
And we've discussed how consumers are increasingly abandoning traditional search to use AI assistants like Perplexity or Gemini to synthesize those exact reviews and recommend where they should spend their money.
Yeah.
If the local business is using AI to write the responses and the consumer is using AI to read, interpret, and judge those responses,
yeah.
Are we rapidly approaching a reality where AI is simply talking to another AI to decide where humans should go to buy a cup of coffee or get their roof fixed?
Man, that is an incredible thought to end on. The digital storefronts are being managed by algorithms, and the digital customers walking through the door are algorithms too. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the hidden machinery around you, and we will catch you on the next one. Remember, the next time you walk past those two competing restaurants, think about the massive invisible data war happening right above their awnings.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Working all night, SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.